Hi. This week the question is, are instruments of music in worship sinful? First, let's begin by admitting that instruments of music were used in Old Testament worship with God's approval. 2 Chronicles 29, verse 25. If you take time to read that passage, you'll see that instruments were not only permitted, they were required. To leave the instruments off would have been sinful since God commanded their use. So when we ask the question, are instruments of music in worship sinful? People read about music in the Old Testament and quickly conclude that instruments of music are acceptable today. And yet no one is thinking, hey, wait a minute. They also had animal sacrifices in the Old Testament, but we don't offer animal sacrifices anymore. In the Old Testament, circumcision was required. Eating pork was forbidden. And 100 other things which people are not willing to accept today just because the Old Testament taught it. Listen, it is inconsistent to refer to the Old Testament for one practice and reject all of the other requirements of the Old Testament. If a person is going to go to the Old Testament for one single practice, then that person is obligated to accept the entire Old Testament law. Notice carefully in Galatians 5, verse 3, the Bible says, I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. Now, what that passage is saying is that if you're going to go to the Old Testament for one practice, you must also keep all the other laws of the Old Testament too. You're not entitled to go to the Old Testament and just select only those things that you like. Some people quote Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And they think this means, well, you know, if Jesus allowed instruments in the Old Testament, he must allow them today. When people make that argument, they are not thinking very critically. A person can be the same person without always doing the same thing. Jesus died on the cross one time, but he will never do that again. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28. God destroyed the world with a flood, but he will never do that again. Genesis chapter 9, verse 15. And likewise, God commanded instruments of music during worship of the Old Testament times, but he did not issue that command in the New Testament. So, even though God does not change, he has changed his law. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 12. The Old Testament was nailed to the cross, Colossians 2, verse 14. We live under a New Testament today, and from the New Testament comes our instructions on how to worship God today. And this brings us to our second point, and that is, the church of the New Testament did not go by the rules and regulations of the Old Testament. They went by the instructions of Jesus and his apostles. In Acts 2, verse 42, the Bible says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. In Colossians 3, verse 17, the Bible says, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. What that passage means is that everything we teach and everything that we do must be authorized either by Jesus or by one of his official representatives, the apostles. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20. Furthermore, that authorization must be in written form. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, 17. Now, if there's no written instructions for instruments of music in worship, we are not permitted to add them to the worship. In Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19, the Bible says, I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things that are written in this book. Now listen carefully. We're not permitted to add to or to take away from the Lord's scriptures. Serious consequences follow those who tamper with the word of God. Now here's what we've learned. Colossians 3:17 says that everything taught and practiced today must be authorized either by Jesus or his apostles. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 says that the authorization must be in written form. But there is no written authorization from either Jesus or the apostles to use instruments of music in New Testament worship. Therefore, In order to use instruments today, we would have to add something into the worship which the Word of God left out. Revelation 22 verse 18 says that anyone adding to the Word of God will be punished by God. Yes, instruments of music are sinful in worship today because there is no New Testament authorization for them. When the New Testament was silent about instruments of music, it was purposefully silent. God did not overlook instruments accidentally. He specifically told His people to sing to Him in worship, Ephesians 5 verse 19. But He was purposefully silent about instruments of music in New Testament worship. It is wrong and it is sinful to add to the Word of God and violate the silence of the Scriptures. Instruments of music are wrong in worship today. Every church today using instruments of music are doing so with absolutely no authorization from God. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.